Monday? Are you feeling strong? Are you feeling a little bit worse for wear after a weekend? Maybe you're still kind of finding your stride and trying to move into 2026 in the best way possible. But maybe you're not moving as fluidly or as nimbly as you think you could or should. Well, lucky for you, I have a special guest in the house with me today who is going to be able to give you the right kind of support and guidance when it comes to moving and being your best self, at least on the Pilates front, because Janine Paladin of Janine Paladin Pilates and Orthopedic Rehab is my special guest right now on a Monday morning, and based in Belito at the fantastic FitPod at the Lifestyle Center, where, you know, it's just a hub of wellness and good vibes. But Janine, now you're in my studio, and it's great to have you on Radio Life and Style for a Monday morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, Mike. Lovely to be here.
Great to have you, and to find out a little bit more about the Janine Paladin story, because we've been chatting a bit off air, and I've been looking at your website, JaninePaladin.com, and I see you've got quite an interesting background in movement, and your journey towards the Pilates side of things kind of started in the world of dance. Is that right?
That's correct, it did.
Take me back to the beginning. Who is Janine Paladin?
So, my background basically is I was a professional ballet dancer. So I danced for many, many years, starting at the age of 3.
Wow.
I've always had a love for movement and music and expression of dance. And that landed me in the ballet company, at the State Theatre Ballet Company in State Theatre in Pretoria.
Wow, so like proper professional ballet dancer, you know.
Yes.
The highest level.
I did a little bit of something here or there. No, I actually danced professionally, did all the shows. It was just a fantastic time of life. Just experiencing that was just amazing.
Wow, and obviously being schooled in dance at that level, taking it professional, your body is everything, right? It's your instrument. It's
correct. So when you're dancing at that level and training to that intensity, you get a really good sense of movement. You get an amazing sense of control, understanding your body. You can correct yourself with little tweaks here and there. Understand exactly what muscle to correct to do certain movements. So it really does help to have that understanding, and a lot of people don't have the privilege of actually understanding how your body works in that way.
It's a kind of like, you can call it body intelligence, I guess, or a connection to your body.
Yeah, so it's a mind-body connection. For someone to be able to give you a small correction, say, can you move your arm or move your leg just slightly in this way to create a completely different movement or line or anything like that. And to have that connection, you know, you get these neural pathways that run from your brain to your muscles, and to be able to understand on how to change that and move that to get exactly what you want is something, you know, really to aspire to. I think it's just you know, it's great to have that, and a lot of people don't have that, and it's a problem. Well, especially as you get older,
this is the truth of the matter. And, you know, I suppose a professional dancer, a bit like a professional athlete as well, you know, the body takes quite a bit of punishment over the years.
It does. Obviously, the intensity of it is really quite a lot. But, you know, to have that conditioning, the thing is, if you stop doing any exercise, that's when you get the problems. Uh-huh. You know, if you continue in something throughout your life, and I say this to a lot of my clients, if you're doing your exercise, let's say a lot of them were really sporty at school, and then they did some sport during university, and then they went to start working, and then they stopped doing all the activity, they become the, you know, sitting behind the computer 8 hours a day,
yeah,
and they're not actually moving their body. Now, if you're not using your muscles, you don't use it, you lose it. So, you know, you start losing that mind-body connection of being able to use your body to be able to activate correctly. You start losing your strength, your mobility, flexibility. And then that in turn starts adding to other issues. You know, that will start creating issues where you start having body pains, injuries. You have the weekend warriors, which I like to call them,
yeah,
where they work in full, you know, full weeks. And on the weekend, they decide to go and run their 10, 15Ks or go in, you know, their cycling, which is great. It's amazing that they're getting out and doing something.
But if you don't have that level of conditioning.
Correct. Then that's when all the injuries and possible pains come into play.
Amazing. It makes sense to me. And for you, I suppose this makes up a lot of your client base, people that, that want to, maybe they are the weekend warrior set.
Correct.
And you want to make sure that, that they can continue to have a bit of fun on the weekend, injury-free, because they've got a base of conditioning, but even just wanting to get through life and you know, function optimally and not present with things down the line that could have been avoided if you'd been moving regularly and strengthening the core and keeping your kind of biomechanical foundation strong, right?
Yes. So after my dancing, I went into study biokinetics, mainly orthopedic rehabilitation, and that's where my focus has gone. So the main reason why I went into biokinetics was with the dancers is to – dance is very different to that of any other sport because of the technique.
Mm.
And my passion when I went into it was to study biokinetics so that I could mainly work with dancers, injury rehabilitation and prehab to prevent injury, so to prolong their career.
Wow.
But obviously in this country, you know, there's not – there wasn't much scope of that – scope of practice for that. Mm, so you end up going into general orthopedic rehabilitation, which is where my career has taken me over the last 20 years. And so I've mainly been working with people with orthopedic injuries, any injuries like you're talking about, with people who are the weekend warriors. They end up with a sore knee or back or chronic back pain or chronic injuries. And the focus is to get them moving and get them stronger so that they can live a pain-free life.
Amazing. And if anyone has had any sort of orthopedic surgery or has had to come back from an injury, I imagine that this targeted approach that, you know, that you've got, figuring out what that person needs in terms of what do they need to strengthen, what do they need to sort of build support around.
Yeah, so obviously if you're having some sort of orthopedic surgery, it's a little bit different. We take it slowly. We work at a baseline. After you've had the surgery, obviously you'll do an assessment to see where you're at, see where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, what you're able to do, what you aren't able to do, and where your pain levels are at. And we work strategically from that point, bit by bit, to slowly get your person back to active daily living, and then obviously back to perform their sport or just to be able to do whatever they want to do with pain-free. So, you know, I work with a wide range of injuries, you know, and I work with the person as a whole. So you can't treat one person the same as someone else.
No.
Even if they have exactly the same condition or the same injury or if they've come out of the same surgery, every person's body is very, very different. So like my body and what I'm able to do with my body is going to be completely different what you can do with your body.
I guarantee it.
So basically, it all comes down to something that I call form follows function.
Okay.
If you're able to, you know, if your form is correct when you're exercising and working, the muscles are working efficiently the way that they're designed to be able to support the joint. And therefore, your function and your movement will then follow correctly.
That makes total sense to me. And I would imagine as valuable for someone trying to come back from an injury as it would be for someone trying to use the word prehab.
Correct.
Yes. Trying to ensure that they don't have an injury.
Yes. And
maybe they are doing something that requires repetitive motion. And they know they've got a bit of a niggle or a bit of a weakness, and they want to make sure that they can support that and stay pain-free, injury-free for the long haul, right?
Yes. So obviously there's a range of clients that I work with, but the majority of my clients are orthopedic rehab, as I've mentioned. So that's working with people who have come with either chronic conditions, chronic pain conditions, or just orthopedic conditions, where we work with them to become basically pain-free and able to do exercises. And then moving more onto a maintenance phase, which is what you're talking about, being able to just continue doing exercise, strength building, just as a lifestyle, which is really important.
And I would imagine you work with, as you say, individuals, but also in small groups and...
Yes. So I start with anyone with any orthopedic conditions. I generally start with one-on-ones. Like I say, everyone is completely different, and I do an assessment beforehand to see exactly what they're needing, what they're requiring. And then I work with them through a program, step-by-step program. I do give them homework to do, which I expect them to do.
Good.
And then as they start progressing over time, obviously everyone progresses at a different rate. And we'll see how long that takes. And then once they're starting to feel more comfortable and they're moving more efficiently, I then encourage them to move into more my group class, most of my maintenance class, which is actually available for anyone to do. So it's Pilates based, and it's core strength, conditioning, and general movement. So it also includes movement education, how to move correctly. My classes are, they're smaller classes. I don't like to have really big, large classes. I would say, like I say, majority of my clients going into the maintenance classes have seen me for one-on-one sessions. So I know their bodies, which is really nice. I can give them a cue in the middle of the class and they know exactly what I'm talking about for them specifically.
They speak that language now.
Yes, yes.
And if you're listening to this and just catching the tail end of the interview, I'm in conversation with Janine Paladin. And the website, janinepaladin.com, is where you'll find more information about this specialized Pilates and orthopedic rehab offering. I see there's also an interesting thing that I believe you're going to be sort of getting going in Belito this year. Another passion project of yours called Eleve Specialized Dance Conditioning.
Yes, that's correct. So this has been my passion project for, like I say, since I left the dance company. That was the whole reason why I actually wanted to go into biokinetics and orthopedic rehab. So as life will have it, it's just kind of become a back burner project for quite some time. And now I'm wanting to actually push it to the forefront and actually launch it properly. I have had the privilege of working with some lovely young dancers in Belito.
Great.
Both with injuries, where I'm helping them and obviously developing their sense of movement, being able to help them with the specialized conditioning. So doing proper dance conditioning, which is very different to normal conditioning.
It is specialized.
Yes. Specialized movements, being able to teach them how to increase their flexibility, so a proper stretch and flexibility program without injuring themselves. A lot of dancers and gymnasts, they try and get huge ranges of flexibility really quickly, and in doing so can actually injure themselves, which will then, you know, haunt them later on in their lives and through their careers. So being able to teach them how to do things progressively, step by step, so that they can get the most out of it.
That's amazing. So a really specialized offering. And I think we will have to have another interview just on that in the not-too-distant future. But for now, you are based at FitPod.
Correct,
in the Lifestyle Center Belito, the fantastic FitPod space. And where can folks find out more and book a first session with you and get the Janine Paladin Pilates experience?
So as you mentioned, my website is janinepaladin.com, which is probably the easiest to do. Otherwise, I'm available readily on WhatsApp. Which is 0832809762. It is on my website. I do have socials up on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok under the same name.
Janine Paladin Pilates.
That's correct, yes.
Hey, and you're hearing Janine Paladin right here on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Belito. And you've been in Belito now for 3 years. Is this your third year?
This is my third year, going into my third year in Belito, which I'm absolutely loving it.
You got the badge now. You're a proper local.
I'm getting there.
That's so cool. And great to connect with you on Radio Life and Style and to hear a little bit about the story. Like I said, well, there's definitely room for a follow-up chat to dive deeper into the passion project, the specialized dance conditioning. And wishing you a really great 2026. Lots of free movement strong bodies, and keep spreading the good word and the message that movement is life, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just love helping people move pain-free and just getting out there.
Hey, well, it's a message we can get behind, and you heard it here on Radio Life and Style, janinepaladin.com. Check it out, get in touch, and you could be moving real soon in the FitPod. Right now, getting you moving back into your Monday, here's David Bowie saying, let's move, let's dance.